Secrets of world domination. During the Middle Ages, all the different European countries were battling for trade supremacy. Everybody in Europe was crazy about Asian goods, spices from the Spice Islands, textiles from China, etc. This was the same back during the Roman Empire. Rome had a huge trade deficit with the Han Empire. Rome bought way more stuff from China than China bought from Rome. This same basic thing happened during the Middle Ages. So to profit enough to maintain a kingdom, you had to do three things. 1. Command the sea routes between Europe and Asia. This meant controlling the Asian ports where you could get in and get out to trade stuff. 2. You had to find the fastest way to and from Asia. 3. You had to find something that the Asians wanted so you could get some Asian stuff to sell to the Europeans. This battle was ongoing from the Italian Renaissance until the First and Second World Wars. And in this battle, North and South America were two huge obstacles. Everybody knows the story of Columbus, but there was actually a guy who tried the same thing before Columbus, but he disappeared and was never heard from again after leaving Europe. This was, of course, way back before GPS and accurate maps, so the only way they could find the quickest way was to try and see. One idea plenty believed in was the Northwest Passage. They thought you could go around the top of North America. This was one of the things Lewis and Clark were looking for when they went on their famous exploratory trip after the Louisiana Purchase. Hudson Bay and the Hudson River were named after Henry Hudson, who was sent to find that elusive Northwest Passage. The problem was very, very simple. If you could find the quickest way to and from Asia, you'd make a ton of money and build up a huge empire. This was a 500 years long ongoing battle. Who could get around this massive obstacle? This competition between mainly European nations led to all kinds of inventions and technologies. This is what happens when you mix in a few very key ingredients, a huge thing that everybody wants, a massive obstacle in between, open competition between everybody who wants that thing. The competition is not really for the thing, that's a given. The competition is really to see who can surmount the obstacle first. This is what has led to most advances in human civilizations since the dawn of time. If you can master this skill of crushing obstacles quickly and effectively, you will master your life. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/tools.